King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
This broadcast goes out over dozens of stations. And when we consider the power of some of those stations, the shortwave stations especially, has the potential to reach literally over a billion people. Now, I don't fool myself into believing there are that many people listening, but even if it numbers only in the hundreds, and I suspect much more than that, I know something about each one of you. Do you know what I know about you? You have the power of example. Even if you don't wish to wield that power, even if you don't think it's great, all of us, every individual, has the power of example, and that power does have an influence upon the world around us. What kind of example are you setting, and what difference might it make? We'll discuss that in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
It is settled, I am certain in my heart and in my mind. I will pass the glory curtain and I'll leave the world behind. I will stand with the immortal with a happy land in view. Then I'll journey through the portals down the golden avenue. I'm gonna leave some glorious morning, yes I am, yes I am. I'm gonna cross the chilly Jordan, yes I am, yes I am. Though the water is deep and the river is wide, I'm gonna stand on the other side. I'm gonna live in heaven someday, yes I am. Yes, I am.
I am waiting at the station, listening closely for the call. I have made my reservation through the one who paid it all. Not by might, not by power, but in Christ and Christ alone. I am leaving any moment. Praise the Lord, I'm going home.
I'm gonna leave some glorious morning, yes I am, yes I am. I'm gonna cross the chilly Jordan, yes I am, yes I am. Though the water is deep and the river is wide, I'm gonna stand on the other side. I'm gonna live in heaven someday, yes I am, yes I am. I'm gonna leave some glorious morning, yes I am, yes I am. I'm gonna cross the chilly Jordan, yes I am, yes I am. Though the water is deep and the river is wide, I'm gonna stand on the other side. I'm gonna live in heaven someday, yes I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna live in heaven someday. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I think and hope that most of us would agree that the best example ever set before mankind was the example Jesus set when he came and walked among us, lived on this earth. But whether a good example, a bad example, or somewhere in between, all of us are just that. We are an example. And our example changes people's lives. You can look at the effect that Jesus had upon people and continues to have and recognize his example, his touch has made so much difference. You can look at his disciples, such as Peter, who always was shooting off his mouth, always had to get in his 2 cents worth. And after he had a brush with Jesus for a few years, he went from being a fellow full of self-importance to a servant. As he wrote a letter, 1 Peter, in the 5th chapter, he says this, "To the elders among you I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who will also share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock." Peter is speaking from his heart and his own experience. He has become a willing servant, an eager servant, willing to be an example. I know there are times when some of us would rather fade into the woodwork and not be an example. We don't want people looking at us. But beloved, you have no choice but to be an example. Even if you withdraw from society, your absence speaks volumes. So yes, you are an example. You must choose what kind of example you will be. Do you want the world to be like you, as you are now? The kind of neighbor you are, the kind of friend you are, the kind of spouse you are? Do you want them to exhibit your kind of loyalty? Your kind of trustworthiness? Your kind of service and generosity? These are questions worthy of asking. We must look into our mirror and see if we are being the kind of example we want others to follow. Parenthood will do that for you. I cannot count the number of times that I bowed my head in shame when I thought about the poor example I was setting for my sons. And the times when maybe I got it right and they followed suit, those were some of the best days ever. And all those things, all those good things happen only by the grace of God. You can turn to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and find men and women who set good examples in hard times. Men like Noah, who endured ridicule for scores of years, close to 100 years. But he set an example we still talk about today. A sample of loyalty under pressure, of trusting God when what God said seemed so unlikely. You can look at the life of Abraham, who left his home and became a nomad, became a father at the age of 100. All of these things he did because God called him to a new life, to a different life. The Old Testament character of Joseph, did ever a righteous man show such grace under years of continual pressure? Joseph was right in his actions. They were not easy, but he set an example for all of us to follow. And the list goes on and on. These men and women, others taught us with their words, but also with their lives of faith. What kind of example are you setting? Does it really make a difference? Let me give you this example. Max Jukes lived in New York. He did not believe in Christ or in Christian training. He refused to take his children to church, even when they asked to go. He has had 1,026 descendants. 300 of them were sent to prison for an average term of 13 years. 190 were public prostitutes. 680 were admitted alcoholics. His family thus far has cost the state in excess of $420,000. They made no contribution to society. Jonathan Edwards lived in the same state at the same time as Jukes. He loved the Lord and saw that his children were in church every Sunday as he served the Lord to the best of his ability. He has had 929 descendants. Of these, 430 were ministers. 86 became university professors, 13 became university presidents, 75 authored good books, 5 were elected to the U.S. Congress, 2 to the Senate, 1 was vice president. His family never cost the state 1 cent, but has contributed immeasurably to the lives of many in this land today. Although that information was written years ago, I think you could probably multiply those numbers when you consider the generations that have come since that time. These two men set examples, and yes, you can see that the example they set stretches forward into generation after generation after generation. I read of one church that did a study in their own church of the power of influence of Christian parents upon their children. Listen to the statistics. In the case where there were two parents who attended church only infrequently, just upon occasion, the percentage of their children who remained faithful to the Lord was 6%. 6%. Now, in the families where the parents were only fairly active in the Lord's work, 53% of the kids remained faithful. If one parent was a faithful member, a diligent member, 73% of that parent's children remained faithful. And where both parents were faithful members, active in church programs, are you ready? 93% of their children remained faithful. We went from 6% to 93%. It was based upon example. The same gospel was being preached. The same sermons were being heard when they were there to hear them. But the power of example makes all the difference. As I said to begin with, you're a powerful person. I know that about you. God has placed within you influence, opportunity, and along with that, responsibility. What kind of example are you? By God's grace and God's power and the leading of Jesus Christ, you can be the best example possible.
Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hushed in thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere beautiful Isle, beautiful Isle of Sun.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One.
Moments of Inspiration strives to bring you encouragement and a clearer picture of Jesus Christ and His will for your life. There's more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. On our website, you will find previous programs, sermons, articles, and a link to our Facebook page. We also offer a free modern English translation of the Bible. Just send us the request. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write to us at Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you miss the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website, again, is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory to the